We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the program. Every Saturday here on KNSS is about food, wine, and fun for your ears. Don't forget, it's not just 1330, 98.7 FM, another place to listen. And if you miss the show at noon to 1 on Saturdays, podcasts are available. You can go to goodlifeguy.com, follow the link, or you can go right to knssradio.com. Be creative, look at the context of the saved archives, and you'll find the good life, and you can listen to shows there. I'm talking with Chef John Michael. John's been an integral part in the beginning of and the success of the Butler Community College independent culinary program, independent from the hospitality program. And John, it's just grown a lot. Give us a hint of how many students were in the first couple of cycles and how it's grown.
Very first graduating class was one student, one single student, Michelle Zorn, who's a pastry chef. She went to Chicago to get a pastry certificate there, and then went on and worked in California for a few years, and she's back in Wichita now doing her own kind of catering and pastries. I think our next one after that was about four students. So it started off pretty slowly. I mean, some of our first classes literally had three or four students, and fortunately the school didn't shut it down right away. But you know, now we generally take in around 60 to 75 new students each year, and we graduate basically around 30 to 35. So we're at about a 50% completion rate within 2 years, which for a two-year community college associate's degree is extravagantly high. I mean, that's basically about twice the normal level. I mean, normal for a community college is about 20-25%.
No kidding. I keep harping on my side of the dining table, and that is, having seen what it's like to work in a kitchen and to hire people, and for whatever reason, you have to really like working in a kitchen. And then you have to have some kind of skills, not only knife and professional cooking skills, but some people skills too, because it's kind of a literally and figuratively heated environment at times when it's busy. And it's fun to see some of the kids get out and about. I know several of the hotels have taken advantage of people that have been trained here, and then we on our side of the dining table get to enjoy that. What's happening now? How can people get involved? How can parents guide their children this way, or how can young people that maybe are looking for a job change, how can they get involved? Where is information located to become a part of and graduate from the culinary program here?
Well, definitely through Butler's website. You can get a lot of information from there. You can email me anytime at jmichael4@butlercc.edu. Checking out our Facebook page, Butler Hospitality and Culinary Arts, is just a really great way. I mean, everything that we're doing in the program goes up on our Facebook page. So there's already been pictures up all week of the students getting prepared for this contest, and there'll be a lot of pictures up after that. We do so much. They were just this last Monday, we were down at Creekstone Farms, and the students got to go down there and help with a dinner for chefs from all across the United States. Got to work with a French master butcher and see him doing demos. Got to have foie gras and duck and tenderloin. A couple of weeks ago, I took four students to Chicago for the National Restaurant Association's food show. We went to a 2-star Michelin restaurant, dined at several places. That's part of our club. We have a great club called CHOMP, Culinary and Hospitality Organization for Making Professionals, and they just get to do extravagant things. We've had several celebrity chefs come through in the last year, and the students have got to work with them. By this point, we're so entrenched in the culinary arts scene in Wichita that everyone, you know, wants to get us involved. And, you know, when we have those chefs come to town, people are saying, like, you know, hey, we should get the students involved. So they've just had the most amazing opportunities recently, which it just continues to snowball. And I'm just so excited to see where it's going to go.
Before we talk about the need for expansion as we sit in the Boston Rec Center, which has served you well up to this point. This, in my mind, I don't know this to be true, but I'm guessing that attending Butler and being a part of the culinary program is probably one of the least expensive culinary programs, certainly here in the our country, but certainly in the Midwest. Am I close?
Yeah, we rank in about between the bottom to 3 to 5% in the nation as far as the total cost of a 2-year associate's degree in culinary arts. Our total cost, including all tuition, lab fees, textbooks, including your jackets, ingredients, everything, is just a little over $8,000. To put that in some kind of perspective, when I went to CIA, I did get an associate's and a bachelor's from there, and I graduated in 2005. That was around $80,000 back then, and now is in six figures.
Yeah, that's like I said. $8,000 in the big scheme of today's college education is pretty light. And you come out with something that I think is, you can get a degree in math or some of the sciences, and yeah, maybe you can turn that into a job. But this is, like a lot of people have said in the past, we need more kids that go to tech school and come out with marketable skills and can work on cars and can work in a kitchen. And I think that's what makes this so much fun and good. What about if somebody had $300,000 or $400,000 sitting in a foundation and they wanted to donate to Butler? Can we do that?
Well, right now I would say, put it in a high yielding, interest accounts. Probably we would need it sooner than, a bond. Hang on to it for a little bit, but it's not going to be very long here. In the next year or two, we're going to be looking to do some pretty massive fundraising in the order of probably a couple of million for a new facility. And it may be in downtown Wichita, or it may be in Butler County. If it's in Butler County, I'm going to push to make it as close to the border as I possibly can.
Hand over.
And somewhere as accessible as possible, like, right off of Kellogg, which, within a couple of years, by the time we get it built, if it was right off of Kellogg, it's going to be a pretty fast, drive out that way. I know it's not now, but within a couple of years, it's going to be a 6-lane highway all the way there and back, and it's not going to be too hard to get out there.
Well, I'm sure a lot of my listeners saw the article in the paper. I think I even talked about it on the radio program a little bit a few months back when there was a potential for the old fire station here in downtown Wichita to be turned into what the drawings and the architectural renderings look like was going to be an amazing place, not only for the school, but a place where entertainment could occur and dining and that kind of stuff. I was disappointed to see that fall through, but it sounds like, and I don't want to take any trade secrets away, but it sounds like there's other things in the works then, huh?
Definitely. The conversations are still happening between Butler, WSU, and WSU Tech. It's still not completely impossible that the fire station might happen. We're really just trying to work out how we're all going to coexist here and, who's going to sort of take what slice of the pie. But I think in a lot of ways, working on what the fire station was going to look like was a great thing, as it got us really thinking about, what would be some things we would really want to have in our new facility, the rooftop garden or, rooftop event space. Definitely an event space is going to be part of it. And it may be an event space that we can use, but also maybe something we can let out and then do catering for different groups. It seems like everyone's always in need of an event space. We've been lucky enough. I'll give a shout out to the folks at Abode who've been able to help us out several times with doing events over there, and we're incredibly grateful to them because they've just been really amazing with everything they've been able to do. But no, it's in the process. The school is taking it very, very seriously. They're very committed to the culinary program. We've got a lot of wonderful, powerful people on our side who are really pushing to make this happen. At this point, it's really just working out the logistics of what form that's going to take.
Well, We hope. I know Scott Redler has been involved, and our chapter of the American Institute of Wine and Food helped in the beginning with nowadays what seems like a meager donation, but a pretty big one at the beginning. I look forward to seeing what happens. I can't wait to see more of the students come away. I wish we could turn it into a four-year program, and I'm sure that there's thoughts of that, and I hope that comes to being. I'd love to teach wine appreciation here, or the basics of wine and taste and how it impacts food, and it'll be fun. It's a great program. We've been talking about Butler Community College Culinary Program. It's right here in Wichita. What's the web address to go see more information? Do you know? I should know that, but I don't.
butlercc.edu or butlercc.com. But yeah, if you just do a search for Butler Community College, it's going to pop right up.
Yeah. And look at the culinary program. It's really good stuff. We're almost out of time, but of course, in the last segment of the show is the wine of the week. I'm going to get Chef John to put his sommelier cap on. I'll put my sommelier slippers on, and we're going to taste an interesting wine. You know, it's so dang hot, especially today. It's supposed to be really hot. And this time of year, if you go to Jacob Liquor Exchange, there's a magnificent display of rosé, and from all over the world, and everybody's making some. You know, it's like the it wine of the year, and certainly appropriate for this time of year. So we'll be right back with the wine of the week. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.